Good Friday. Jesus, Son of God, betrayed by his friends. I'm sure some of us can relate. Like, my name is Amber, I work at Starbucks, and sometimes my friends tend to hate. But he was perfectly innocent, and all of us are in our sin. Perfectly omniscient, which means all-knowing, which means he knew where this was all going. Went to the garden to destroy what Satan did in the garden. Prayed his hardest on the Mount of Olives. He knew all this. Peter, one of his closest, would deny him. Not once, not twice, but 3 times. And I'm sorry, Amber. I don't mean to sound cavalier, but Jesus is king, and Peter was one of whom he held dear. He called him Cephas, a rock on whom I'll build my church, knowing that he would deny him. Not once, not twice, but 3 times. See, the number 3 is significant. Jesus, one of the 3 in the Trinity. Judas betrayed him for 30 pieces of silver. Jesus spent 3 years with the disciples, and Judas made a few dollars. Jesus is in the garden, sweating so anxious, he's sweating blood, knowing he'll drink the cup of wrath from the Father. Betrayed by his sheep, the Holy Lamb was left to be slaughtered. But he was much more than a martyr. The Son of God became Son of Man so that sons of men could become sons of God. Betrayed to fulfill the prophecy. The one that Jesus knew about when he washed his apostles' feet. All of them. Even Judas Iscariot. The Pharisees came and took Jesus in the garden. Judas seals his betrayal with a kiss. Left Jesus to be tried for his own selfish desires. See, Judas. Judas is just as sinful as you and I are. Good Friday. Jesus was taken. A friend of sinners was shackled by the hate of sinners. Jesus, Son of God, they lied about him, ridiculed him, and charged him with blasphemy. Failed to mention all his miracles and all his philanthropy. He was considered a rebel, an insurrectionist. But what has he done except for be affectionate? Heal the sick, give sight to the blind, feed the poor, and live a life that is kind. This is injustice. This is injustice. The Pharisees think they do this injustice. How do you react when you are wrongly accused? Do you act like me? Yell, break things, and say this is something I didn't do? What did Christ do? He obeyed and submitted, knowing the will of God and knowing he wouldn't be acquitted. Jesus knew God's plan and was obeying. It was up to the crowd now to see if he would be slain. Jesus, the one who knew no sin, offered up for Barabbas, the murderer. That's not justice. Jesus was innocent and Barabbas was innocent. Free Barabbas, the crowd yells, destroy Jesus. They wanted death, not justice. This ploy's weakness. See, Barabbas was a murderer, a rebel, and a liar. But Barabbas is just as sinful as you and I are. Good Friday. What's good about an innocent man being put to death? Crushed by his father and taking his final breath. The prophet Isaiah says he was pierced for our transgressions and crushed for our iniquities. Flogged by pieces of metal, bone and glass. Roman torturers throw blows and laugh. Gave him a crown with 2 thorns shoved through his head. This is the part where Jesus said, take this bread, take this cup, this is my blood. Jesus is the Passover lamb, which is ironic because the Pharisees wanted God to pass over them. Jesus is the suffering servant from Isaiah, whose affliction was due to crucifixion. The Latin word excrucius means out of the cross, excruciating. But this was more than just physical. Jesus' pain was spiritual. Jesus was on the cross for 6 hours, and one of the last things he says is, my God, why have you forsaken me? He prepared a place for me, replaced my sin with sanctity. He is who he claims to be, the Son of God. Separated from the Father, took the wrath of God for what? We could prosper? That's preposterous. I don't need a doctorate to know that Jesus took our sin and gave us his righteousness. You could take it from me, but I'm just a nobody who wants to tell everybody about a somebody who can save anybody. They call it Good Friday, because on Sunday, there's nobody. Good Friday.